A done deal?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The rescue is on for the auto industry. Congressional Democrats worked into the night getting a proposal together with the White House. Some Republicans have been concerned about the power, or the lack of power, of the supposed car czar, and just how much of the $15 billion in loans each automaker will get in the economic fallout. The White House says the bottom line is make it work or pay.
This is a bridge to either fundamental restructuring or bankruptcy. They either have a long-term plan that's viable or we get our money back. And if we call our money back, which is required under this bill, then those firms are not going to be able to survive.
Joel Kaplan is White House Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy. Now, we're hearing this morning of the big three, Ford will not seek the money, just a line of credit from the package, at least in the short term. Ford stock is on the rise, so is GM, and they have some company this morning. Shares are trading higher this morning, about 1.5% for the Dow, 147 points up. The NASDAQ up about 31, S&P 500 up 16 or so. News of the automaker package picked Asian markets up as well, and European shares were basically flat, with London down a bit this morning. It's the last day of the Hajj, an annual Islamic pilgrimage to holy cities in Saudi Arabia. The pilgrimage is a must for every Muslim who can afford and go through with it. This year, the economy kept more Muslims at home in America, but the Hajj was still a success for shop owners. Daniel Estrin reports.
For devout Muslims, it's the dream of a lifetime.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Nearly 3 million worshippers from about 100 countries arrived for the five-day Hajj. But U.S. travel agents say Hajj bookings dropped dramatically as Americans are cutting down on expenses. 2,000 fewer U.S. visas were issued than last year. In spite of the global economic frenzy, this year's Hajj still had a record amount of international pilgrims. Waiting lists can often run as long as 10 years, and Muslims don't want to miss the opportunity. For retailers in Saudi Arabia, the Hajj is the equivalent of Black Friday. Specialty shops selling electronics or clothing stock up on all kinds of goods. Some shopkeepers report 5 times their usual earnings. I'm Daniel Estrin for Marketplace.
Okay, excuse the transition. Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich will be making a pilgrimage to court, accused of trying to sell President-elect Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. And some outraged people have actually put seats, toy seats, wooden seats, even a prison toilet seat, up for grabs on the Internet's bidding authority, eBay. The prison seat, by the way, already has a bid for $1,000.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
There's a Senate hearing today on some eco-friendly ways to give the nation an economic jolt. President-elect Obama wants part of a stimulus package spent on green initiatives. And that has people lining up for some slivers of that pie. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sarah Gardner.
Obama has already said he favors making federal buildings more energy efficient and updating the country's power grid. But some say spend money on carbon capture and storage, build more wind turbines, say others. The Nature Conservancy is pushing projects to repair what it calls green infrastructure, wetlands like the damaged Everglades, for example. And when it comes to spending money on man-made infrastructure, the Conservancy's Bob Bendick says we can do better this time around.
If we're going to be repairing infrastructure, such as highways, or building new infrastructure as part of this, it ought to be as green as possible. It ought to respect water systems. It ought to respect wildlife.
Tomorrow, a coalition of 17 environmental groups, including the Natural Resources Defense Council, will announce stimulus spending ideas. Barack Obama wants to create 2.5 million green jobs over the next 2 years. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
All right, stimulus this, stimulus that. Seems everyone's getting some help these days. But how do you keep special interests from weighing in on the process? Commentator Robert Reich has a few suggestions.
No economy can function without enough pull from the demand side. But consumers have stopped buying. Businesses won't invest in plant and equipment without buyers at the other end, and exports are dead in the water because the world is in recession. That leaves government as buyer of last resort, which is why Congress and the upcoming Obama administration are planning a large stimulus package to be signed almost as soon as the new president is sworn in, a little less than 6 weeks from now. Getting it enacted won't be difficult. Even deficit hawks know that when millions of people are unemployed, offices vacant, and factories shuttered, deficit spending that gets the economy growing again will make future deficits smaller. The real political challenge will be to avoid pork barrel projects and corporate welfare. Yet Washington lobbyists and trade associations are already salivating. What can be done to keep them at bay? Follow three simple rules. First, the stimulus package should be transparent. Unlike the opaque Treasury bailout of Wall Street, spending priorities should be posted on the Internet along with reasons why they are priorities. All contracts should be subject to competitive bidding, with the final winning and losing bids also clearly posted. Second, and also by contrast to the Wall Street bailout, lobbyists should be barred from receiving any benefits at all from the stimulus package. The rule should be that no stimulus money may go to any company that has paid a lobbyist to seek any portion of the stimulus package on its behalf. Finally, the stimulus package may not contain earmarks or special allocations of money to any state or locale. The only valid reason for state or local governments getting stimulus funds should be to remedy their budget shortfalls and thereby restore public services. This means no amendments to the stimulus bill. Make it a straight up or down vote. These three rules won't guarantee the stimulus package is free from pork and corporate welfare, but they'll vastly improve the odds.
Robert Reich is a professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His most recent book is called Super Capitalism. You can chime in, too, at marketplace.org, all the information there, and the numbers, too, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.